This is Educated and Empowered. So if you guys are just now tuning in, the topic for today, and I'm just about done, guys. I don't know how long I don't know how long I've been on, and I'm not venturing to be on all day. But today's topic was more of, it wasn't so lighthearted. It was a little bit deep, but I think that it was necessary. And we're talking about the title is The Holidays Aren't Happy for Everyone. And this was one where I wanted to open up the floor. I wanted to allow other people to come on to share. Why? Because when you share, it's actually very cathartic. It is very cleansing to be able to get out what you've been going through. Number one, it helps you. It helps you to talk about, you know, what you've gone through and trying to work it out. And then it helps others because you never know who may be going through what it is that you are currently going through or who's going through what you went through. And so for me, I don't allow myself to be ashamed or embarrassed by my past because it's just that. It's my past and my job is to be able to learn from it. But right now we have Miss Nicole Rolla in queue and she's going to come on and either ask a question or give a comment about our topic, The Holidays Aren't Happy for Everyone. How you doing, Miss Nicole?
Hi, Tonya. I'm Miss Jackson. How are you?
I am doing well.
I just came on because of what you said about, you know, sharing our story in hopes that it helps other people, because I've experienced exactly what you were talking about of losing loved ones this year and last year. And so this holiday season is going to be like our first one as a family without like two members of our family. And it's hitting me so much. Like I feel like a whole different person, like you said, where you just continue to live and make decisions based off of like what the situation calls for. Mm-hmm. And like from between when, you know, they were in my life to now, it's sometimes I get whiplash of like who I am and what my life means and what, like, where it's going. But it's true that I always look to God and faith to keep me moving forward, at least for myself and loving myself, because it's really hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
But I just want you to be encouraged to know, because I've been where you are, and I won't even just tell you the first year, probably the first 3 to 5 years are the most difficult, and especially if you have any other life-changing situations that happen to you, whether that means new life or, you know, life changes for you personally, and that person or those people are not there to share it with. And I'm not saying that to make you sadder, but more so just to understand that what you do want to do is embrace those who remain, whether they are your natural blood family members or if you have some close friends that you know that you can count on. Don't block them out. Like, if you need to lean on them harder, feel free to. If you need to cry more, don't think that, oh, well, I have to be strong all the time. Says who? Like, you have the right to be sad. You have the right to grieve. And most of all, just make sure that you do not suffer in silence. You'll get through this. You'll definitely get through it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I do isolate. I recognize that I kind of cut myself off from everyone, and I feel like I can't share it because it's so much, and I don't want to be a bummer. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. there's that guilt that I am like, why am I not over this yet? Or why am I not back to normal? Or like, All these things that I'm just comparing my life to the other past, and I'm getting upset, but I'm learning to not be upset about it anymore, because that's, it's continuing like a feeling cycle, you know, like hearing what you're saying, it helps me accept where I am a little bit more and show myself grace for what I'm going through. And, you know, and I try to turn my attention towards the things I am getting done.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to go into and say that, like, first of all, that giving yourself grace is, it is necessary. Give yourself grace. Second of all, it sounds like you're a lot like me with being your own worst enemy. Stop putting yourself on a timeline to grieve, because I would venture to say that you probably still have not really grieved, because you keep playing that thing in your head to say, oh, well, I shouldn't be crying right now. Which means that every time you say that, you're cutting yourself off from actually being able to grieve. So there is no timeline for whether they passed away 2 days ago or 2 years ago. If you need to cry, then you cry. And then in terms of that isolation, that's the worst thing you can do. Do not do that to yourself, because whether you feel like it or not, you're actually punishing yourself. Understand that people who care about you, they want to see you get through this. And so they understand, you have to know, you are not the first or only person in life to have ever lost anybody. This is one of those things that actually bring us together, because everyone has lost someone, and everyone has need, whether they got it or not, they need someone to be there to be a ear and a shoulder. So do understand that there are people who are wanting to be there for you. So don't you take yourself out of it saying, well, I don't want to be. Let them tell you that, because I'm sure none of them have ever said it. It's just in your mind, that's what you think. But do not isolate yourself. Allow yourself to talk about it as you need to. And if you don't have it where people are there when you need it, then journal, like write it out, you know, write out what you're feeling, sing out what you're feeling, whatever expression allows you to not have it bottled in. That's what you're going to want to kind of take advantage of and find a way to make it your own.
Thank you, Ms. Chanel. Thank you. That was so awesome. I just feel so wrapped around like a hug, like your vocal hug.
Yes, I'm giving you a virtual hug. I hope you can feel it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Are you on Wisdom at all? How can people connect with you?
Oh, yes, I am on Wisdom. I do talks, and, you know, it's true, like, sometimes I get scared to come onto people's talks and speak with others, but what, like, really what you said of, you know, don't isolate yourself. Wisdom is such a wonderful community to connect like this, that I, like, you know, like you said, if we don't have that around, this is a real space to be that with someone real. So I really thank you and appreciate, like, your words of, like, love and kindness, because, oh, man, it's hard to do this alone. Like, I'm trying to say these things to myself in the mirror and do all these things as well, but it's so, it's another thing to actually connect with someone. So I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Miss Nicole. And thank you so much for coming on this show. And if you are not already following me, I hope that you will follow me here on Wisdom and on other platforms as you need to. And feel free to stay connected, because, again, I get it. If I don't get anything else, I get death. I feel sometimes like we are too close. I don't want to be this acquainted to her, but I just feel like I know her all too well. But please, if you don't get anything else from me, do not isolate yourself from others. Allow people to love on you in your time of need, because I am almost certain, and I don't know you, but I'm almost certain to be able to say that you do the same for others. So let them do it for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem. And you enjoy the rest of your day. Continue to listen to the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
So for those of you who are just now tuning in, we're just about done. But today's show, we talked about the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And I want to kind of just transition so that we can end on this note. We have to remember that, right? The holidays aren't happy for everyone because, you know, you have to understand that there are people, and it looks like a lot of the people who've listened today are those people who have lost people during the holidays, right? Because it's hard to live this life and you've never lost anybody, but loss is even more difficult when it happens during the holiday season. And like I just shared with you all, I lost my grandmother the day before Thanksgiving in 2003. My aunt died on December 6th, which is my mother's birthday. And so at one point, the end of the year was very difficult. And so I just want to kind of end with sharing some things that you all can do. And I shared some with Miss Nicole, which is number one, don't isolate yourself. Don't assume the responsibility for your support system. And what I mean by that is, don't say, oh, well, they won't want to hear what I have to say. I don't want to get on people's nerves. They don't want to hear what, you know, me crying. It's been too long, or I should already be over this. That is the trick of the enemy, to try to keep you feeling guilty, feeling ashamed, feeling condemned, so that you won't overcome it. Understand that this is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not, okay, somebody died yesterday, so in 2 days you feel better. No, this is an entire journey. There may be some days that you are feeling better than other days. There may be some days where you're happier than other days. And number one, don't be angry with yourself for being happy. It's just called that you are going on with your life. And what you have to always understand, I don't know why we do this to ourselves. And yes, I say we, because I'm counting myself in that. I don't do it anymore, but I did it for a very, very long time. We know that our loved ones love us, right? They loved us while they were here. And while they were here, we know, everything in us tells us that our loved one wanted the best for us. They would want the best for us. So why do we feel like when they transition, that means that our life has to come to a halt? Do we not understand that they still love us just because they're not physically here? That they still want the best for us? That they still want to see us happy? Their expectation is not that because they have died that we have to die, because they're no longer here that we have to just act like life ceases to exist. No, their desires, their wishes for us are still the same. And so a lot of times what has helped me to be able to move forward is the fact that I say to myself, you know what? My mom wouldn't have wanted to see me like this. My mom wanted me happy. My grandmother wanted me happy. I've lost my father-in-law, my father, my both grandma. Like, when I tell y'all the laundry list, it's easier to tell you the people who are still here. And that's not an exaggeration. That's a truth. My father came from a family of 12. My mother came from a family of 9. And on my father's side, it's only one sister that remains. So 11 of them are gone. On my mother's side, there was 9. There are 3 that remain. So if you just look at my uncles and aunts, you know, including my mom, that's 11 plus 9. That's 20. And of 20, 4 remain. And I knew, I think only one had died when I was born. So other than that, I knew all of them. And so only 4 remain. Both grandmothers are gone. Both of my parents are gone. So I know a thing or two, countless cousins. I know a thing or two about suffering loss. And what makes this even more traumatic sounding is the fact that the bulk of the people that I lost happened in a 10-year period. So literally every year from 2002 to 2012, at least one major somebody was dying. And so death by itself is already traumatizing, especially depending on who it is, depending on how close you were with the person. And then if you're having deaths more than once a year or multiple years in a row, it's like before you can regroup from one, you're having to deal with it again. So guess what? You do owe your, you have the right to give yourself grace, because that hurt. It hurts. So you don't have to act like that it doesn't hurt. We always do this whole pretend phony, we're okay. It's okay to not be okay. You just lost your mom. I'm expecting for that to hurt because she's not coming back. You just lost your dad, your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, whomever it may be, your best friend, your whoever. That hurts because that person played a significant role in your life and they're not going to be here. So now you're suffering and you're trying to heal from the fact that they won't be here. And then there's this hole that's in your life that you need to figure out how to fill. And what you don't want to fill it up with is sorrow, sadness, grief, and depression. Because that, those things are just going to dig an even deeper hole, which can only be filled with more sorrow, sadness, grief, and depression. So you don't want to go down that slippery slope. Yes, allow yourself to be sad. Yes, allow yourself to grieve without a time clock. But again, as I said earlier, be mindful of your personality type. If you know your triggers, you know the things that you can't handle, then don't force yourself to handle it, because who are you trying to prove something to, right? Like for the longest time, and this isn't a good truth, but it's my truth. For the longest time, I could not bear to hear my mother's voice. I mean, like literally, it's probably almost 10 years before I could hear my mother's voice. Like I had little recordings of her. If we tried to play it, I would break down. I would break down. I could not stand it. My sister, in so many regards, sounds so much like my mom. And there's this song that my mother used to sing, and my sister would sing it. She tried to sing it at church. I would have to leave. Like it literally would take me out. And you know what? I had to give myself grace for that. But here is another thing that I did that may be able to help. Start reintroducing yourself. And again, only if this helps, if it's something that you know you have to deal with. Because if I have children, I can't I can't go the rest of my life never talking about my mother, because otherwise how could they know about their grandmother, right? My children knew my dad, but they never met my mom. I was 6.5 months pregnant with my first daughter when my mother died. My mother died August 18th and my first daughter was born November 2nd. So she never got a chance to see my daughter. And I have four children. That was my oldest. So she never got a chance to meet any of my children. And so whereas they did know my dad, they never knew her. So the only way that they can know her is for me to be able to talk about her. But legitimately, for almost the first 10 years that she was gone, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And they would see me crying so much that they would stop asking, you know, like for Mother's Day. And one of the guests who came in earlier talked about having lost their parent. And like for Mother's Day, I want to say it was Lady Q, and saying how on Mother's Day, now your kids are wondering, well, shoot, is this something to celebrate? It absolutely is, you know. And so the adult in us has to find a way to still be strength. And I know that God will give you the strength that you need. He says, I want to say 2 Corinthians 12:9, that his grace is sufficient. So even when you're weak, you may not be doing it of your own strength, but he will give you strength to get through. And you will be looking like, wait a minute, how did I get through that? And I'll end with this last example, and then I'm going to wrap it up. When my father died in 2019, the week before my father died, my father had called me and he left me a voicemail. I missed his call and he left me a voicemail. It was literally 7 days before he died. He called me and he left a voicemail saying that if anything was to happen to him, that he would want for me to be the facilitator or MC, whatever your terminology is, of his funeral. He told me that he wanted for my cousin to do the eulogy, but he wanted for me to MC it because he didn't want, as we say, a dead service, meaning he didn't want it silent. He didn't want people crying. We are a church-going family. My father was a pastor, and his thing was, he said, you are the person that's going to be able to get the spirit in there, and I want for people having church. I don't want people sad and crying, so I want for you to do my service. So once I got the voicemail, I called him, and I'm like, Dad, he said, oh, so you got my message. And when he said he wanted for me to do a favor, this wasn't, you know, sometimes people ask you, can you do me a favor? This wasn't one of those things where you got to say yes or no. He was letting me know this is what he wanted. And I had no choice but to say, okay, you know. And I'm like, now you ain't going nowhere no time soon, right? He's like, no, I ain't going nowhere, baby. You know, I'm just, daddy just trying to make sure I got everything together. Okay. And literally 7 days later, he was gone. And the day of his funeral, I'm walking to the church. And when I saw the hearse, my knees got weak. And when I got in the church and I saw the casket, I almost passed out. Like, literally, I almost dropped. And I had people on either side of me who was able to pick me up. And I found my cousin because it was at his church. And I went, because they said he was in his office. So I went to my cousin and I told him, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this because I can't even get in the church up to the casket, much less to bypass it to, you know, be in the pulpit area to facilitate the program. And he reminded me, he's like, but this is what your dad wants. He said, but I tell you what, if you don't think that you can do it, then just give me a look and I'll go ahead and I'll do it. And so when we came in, you know how you have the processional, the family is walking in, you know, into the church or whatever. And we came in and they were singing this real slow, sad song. And I just was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. But I think that somehow my cousin felt that energy and he turned it around and he sang this upbeat congregational song. And it was like there was just something, aka God's strength that he gave me, supernatural strength, where I was able to just kind of go right into go mode. And I was able to deliver, you know, and be that facilitator and made sure that everybody was on their feet. And this was probably almost a 3-hour funeral, y'all. So we have funerals like none other. This is like a I was born, I'm Kojic now, but I was born and raised Baptist. This was, you know, that kind of Baptist Pentecostal type service, all right? And but I, cause you don't get a chance to come back to do the funeral again. And in my mind, I said, my dad only asked me one thing, and I'm going to make sure if I can't do nothing else, that I give him the service that I know that he would want. And my point in ending with this is to say that your loved one, whoever they are to you, they only want the best for you. So allow that to penetrate in your mind and not blame yourself for not weeping, not grieving. Cry because that's a human emotion. But when you remember the times that you shared together, don't just allow your mind to make you remember the bad times, the ending times, the last times, the final times. Remember the good times, because had there not been good times, you wouldn't be so devastated that they're no longer going to be here. You're missing their presence. And so there's something about the presence, and that's what you have to depend on to help get you through not just the holidays, but every day. But for those who may not have lost anybody, so maybe the hurt isn't as fresh. Maybe it's been a long time since you lost somebody. Maybe you never lost anybody during the holidays. But do remember that that's not everybody's truth. Do remember that there is somebody who did lose somebody. And so it's not when you're talking about happy holidays, or you know, you start going into that mode where you just going down talking about all the wonderful things that you do. You want to always have empathy, even if you can't have sympathy, right? Like, make sure, just if nothing else, say an encouraging word. Like, try to figure out that person's temperature before you just go in with your stuff, right? Like, if this is somebody that you know, then be mindful of when their people passed away or what their situations may be. Or lead with love. That's what I like to say. Lead with love. Because you honestly can just about say anything, but it's how you say it, right? So if you lead with love, and one of the guests talked about how they're led to go live with their podcast, it's the same thing. If you lead with love, then you'll be able to tap into somebody else's spirit. You'll be able to know, is this the right thing to say? Because you don't want to be a selfish communicator, meaning that you're only concerned about saying what you want to say, regardless as to how it's going to make the person that you're talking to feel. Because being a good communicator goes beyond just being able to be articulate. Being a good communicator means that I am mindful of my message, and that I want to make sure that whatever it is that I'm going to say will be well received. And if the thing that I'm going to say is going to be hurtful, then that means that it's not accomplishing that thing which I purposed it to do. So maybe this isn't the person to share this news with, or maybe this isn't the time to say this. And you don't have to work in assumption land. You can just talk to the person and ask them how they're feeling. How is, you know, what are you going to do for the holiday? And that's probably the best way to say it. If you don't know, before you just come in with your news, what are you doing for the holiday? Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to then go into saying, well, I'm going to be with my family, or, you know what, this is a hard year for me because I just lost, blah, blah, blah. I'm still recouping. So if you ask, lead with that question, hey, such and such, what are you doing for the holidays this year? And you listen to what they say and how they say it. And then that will help you to know how to move forward in your conversation, so that if your whole purpose is to make a person feel better, sometimes sharing your news and your story is not the thing that's going to be what perks them up. Sometimes they need an encouraging word. So that way, when you know what they're planning on doing, then you will know how to deal with them accordingly. And so in either case, guys, that's the show for today. I'm hoping that this has helped to be an encouragement to someone. I hope that those of you who have not had the opportunity to grieve, that you are going to give yourself the grace to do so. And I keep hearing that title, the grace to grieve. I don't know, because that's one of the things I do, y'all. I write. I'm an author. I told y'all that. So for me, that's one of the things that's so important. As an author, obviously, I hugely believe in writing things out. And again, if there's anyone who wants to be part of an anthology, we're going to be starting in January. This is a virtual opportunity. So if you're interested in being part of the anthology, then please be sure to connect with me specifically either through my website, mynameistaneel.com, or any of the other social media platforms, and hit me in the DM if you would like details on being part of the anthology. I'm working on two titles. It'll either be called the total woman experience, but that's if we only have all women. The other working title is From Tragedy to Triumph. And so if you have a story that you believe you'd be able to contribute to one of those, and you are looking to be a published author, then connect with me. That'll be something that a project that we'll be working on January through April 2023, and it will be published in August of 2023. And so I'm hoping again that this has been able to help, encourage, uplift, edify, and empower you guys, and possibly even educate too, right? Because that's what I do. I try to leave my audiences educated and empowered. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Again, last time I'm gonna say it, if you're not already connected with me, feel free to find and follow me on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, and YouTube at My Name Is Tenille. If you want to work with me in some capacity, go to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That's My Name Is TONEAL.com. Don't forget that you can follow and subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast over on anchor.fm. And finally, if there's anyone that's listening and you all are going through and maybe you need some toys for your children, you just need to be pepped up because you just are going through, do not forget to connect with Mr. David Evans, who is over Pick TV Network. You can go to his website. He is giving away toys, a gift card, and a Cash App blessing. You can connect with him by going to watchpicktv.com. That's watchpicktv.com. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And you all just have a great rest of your day.